Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, we have several people in the queue, so we want to get started and get to those calls right away. Maybe we'll have a little time for our discussion later in the show, but before we answer our calls, we do want to invite all of you that are listening to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. You may send us a friend request, follow our pages, or like our pages, I guess if that's how you do it. Join us on Twitter. Those accounts are linked here on our Blog Talk Radio profile, where you may also follow us. But it's preferable that, I mean, you can follow us here because you get show updates and things like that. But we also do post the show on Facebook. So hopefully we'll see some of you on there. And if you do join us, send a message via Facebook Messenger so we know who you are. Okay, 530 is our first caller. 551 is next. 907 is our third. I believe 907 wants a reading. 907, press 1 if you want to speak with us, please, because you don't have one pressed at this point. But we're going to first bring on 530. Hi.
Hi.
530.
Hi, my name is Tanya. I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay, and Tanya, is that T-A-N or T-O-N-Y-A or T-O-N-I? How do you spell your name?
T-A-N-Y-A.
T-A-N-Y-A, okay. From Maryland. All right, Tanya. And what's going on?
First I wanted to say thank you for taking my call. And I am being kind of, the universe is ejecting me from my home. And I'm not quite sure what my next move is.
Well, the universe is ejecting you. What is going on a physical level to get you out of there? Are you being evicted or what's...
Yeah, well, it was just a casual arrangement. I haven't even had to pay rent for the last 7 months. I've just been paying utilities. And but they're selling the house. And they want me out by Sunday. And I'm a bit nomadic, so I don't have a lot of possessions, and my car is big enough for everything I own to fit in. And I don't know where I'm going. I'm more of a muse. I consider myself a bit of a muse and kind of a health coach. And I manifest money, like manifesting this place, you know, like I always land on my feet. I'm not sure what my next move is. And I'm trying not to panic. I'm trying to be like super calm and trust the universe, because I know I'm constantly being tested. And I just need some clear signals here.
Well, let's get your birth date, first of all. I don't know
okay.
if that's going to come up, but go ahead and tell us your birth date.
It's 4/19/75.
Okay, so did you hear me say I felt a 4 in your birth date? And so obviously you're born in April, which is a 4. 5/14/24. Your master number is 9.
Yeah.
36/9. Is that what you got, Neil?
Yeah,
did I add that
36,
up right?
9.
So 36/9. And let's just real quickly figure out. You would have had a change, Tanya, in 75,
She's 44 now.
She's 44. So she's having a chance. She's going to come up on another cycle of nine, your fifth cycle of nine at the age of 45. But in 2011, there would have been a major change in your life. Do you know when that, or what, not when that change, do you know when that was? 2011. What I meant to ask, sorry, I spoke incorrectly. What happened in 2011? Sometimes it's hard to go back and remember what happened, you know, at those significant junctures.
Yeah, I was in Northern California, and I was in a relationship with someone that's pretty toxic for me. And I was houseless. Again,
you were what?
So houseless. Again, I don't like to say homeless, you know. Houseless.
Yeah. So you kind of had your life was kind of in flux at that point.
It's always in flux. It never stops being in flux. Since I left home at 16, it's constantly been in flux. So.
Oh, wow.
I guess it's just something I've come to adapt to. I keep thinking I, like, find a base camp somewhere, but right now my hurdle is my credit score, so I'm in the process of rebuilding that. But, you know, it takes time. And,
right.
Yeah.
Well, when did they let you know that you had to leave?
Today.
Today, and they gave you until Sunday.
Yeah.
That, I
but
don't
I mean,
think...
there's no written agreement
or anything.
It doesn't matter. It's very casual.
You know,
yeah.
Tanya, I mean, we can't give legal advice, but I really urge you to look into your legal rights as a tenant. Even though there isn't a written agreement, you've established residence there. You've lived there for 7 months. You pay the utility bills. You've been there. And even with squatters, people that, like, you know, go into Airbnbs and stay and don't leave people's homes, they have a really hard time getting people out. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't leave and honor their request for you to vacate the premises, but they have to give you due notice. They can't just say you have to be out by Sunday. That's illegal. I'm pretty sure. So in that regard, I think you should explore your options. I think, you know, options would be finding a room in someone's house. Are you the only tenant in the house?
No, the corner, but they're letting people? The other one stay. They're letting the other one stay.
They can't evict.
They're like selling, like it says. So.
Yeah, they can. I don't think they can do that. So I would definitely get in touch with people in your area that do, like, low cost or no cost advice for people who are having problems in their home. There have to be resources in Maryland for that.
Well, the problem, you see, but the problem too is there's no contract, there's nothing. They don't want her in the house, and she's been
doesn't
there.
Doesn't matter. She established
they
residency.
They could possibly.
My whole thing, though, is I just don't want the bad energy. Like, I just don't. I see it as a sign of the universe saying, okay, it's time for you to go. I don't want to fight it.
Yeah. Tanya, here's the situation. The situation isn't how long you're going to be there. The situation is your life journey. So
yeah.
In your
yeah.
life journey, you left.
But I've always known I was leaving. I mean, it was always intended to be temporary, and I haven't even unpacked. So
yeah.
Everything's
yeah.
still in boxes.
You're essentially a current day nomad. You're nomadic. You know you live here, you live there. You're constantly, you have debt, bad credit. You don't have any firm establishment. You have difficult relationships. You had a difficult relationship at home. You came in with a lot of karma, and you're essentially a survivor. And you have a high sense of consciousness because of the attitude of the higher chakra consciousness. So you try to be helpful to the universe. In the meantime, you're lowering your energy fields down to a level of pure survival. So you are very much, a lot of times when people are gracing the earth for the last time, and I'm not saying you're here for the last time, but a lot of times the root system of the planet is not firm because you're on the planet, but you're not really rooted to it because you're supposed to be like getting out of here. You're a master number is nine, which would suggest a nine would suggest that you're supposed to be kind of doing your liftoff. So you start to become a nomad and you live a vicarious life. It's full of difficulties, but Christ consciousness was as well. A lot of people who are not really rooted to the planet, but have high ambitions or aspirations or help, whether they're famous or not, they tend to have less roots. You're rootless. You're rootless. Like you say, you're houseless. You don't have that firm foundation in your energy. But what you're looking for right now is survival. So you're looking at the karma of your survival. So far, you've been adaptable. Things always come in, which I suspect they will too. I'm not worried about your future. Nothing's going to change dramatically where you aren't going to be able to spontaneously survive, even if it means sleeping in your car for a while. Someone's going to come by. I will only tell you this. Take it or leave it. I see a male individual who will allow you to rent, to be in a room of his because he likes the company and it's not a come on. That's what I see coming up.
Okay. Do you want to respond to that?
In this area? Is it in
this
area?
He doesn't know. Okay. We're not talking about an area. I'm saying that my take is that there's going to be a male figure who will offer you sanctuary in his home, and it won't
be kind of my MO.
Well,
my situation now is totally platonic. You know,
is what totally? I'm not hearing.
That's her MO. That's what she's
platonic.
Oh, platonic situation with the current.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't.
First, it was just going to be a month. And then I came in and I like Mary Poppins up the place because I'm a muse. So I needed cleaning and a woman's touch. And I started doing all that. And then he wanted me to stay because he liked having me here. So.
Well, that's what we think. That's what we think that cool. You are. I mean, you might be able to stay longer. Kristen's kind of did some research.
Yeah, I'm
and
sitting here.
You might have some rights.
You do have rights. I mean, obviously you've not been paying rent because that hasn't been the verbal agreement. But I really do encourage you because they can send a notice of termination without cause, but they have to go through a legal process to evict you. They can't just say you need to be out by Sunday. So I really encourage you. We've got to get to our other callers, which everybody in the queue, we're going to get to you. But I would encourage you to obviously start looking for a place on Craigslist and contact somebody in Maryland, in your city or county that deals with tenancy.
You might want to kind of put out the broadcast that you are willing to be a resident in a home. And you will provide, like maybe cleaning and,
I've tried that so many times and all I ever get is sex requests.
Yeah. Well,
all she gets is what?
Sex requests. Well, then maybe you should broaden your horizons.
Well,
just kidding.
No, I mean, I just get getting creative
obviously.
At this point. So like I got on the dog sitting app so I could house dog sit, for someone, but that's never, but I have like lots of irons out in the fire to make myself available.
We don't have a lot of time. Tanya, we don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Quit thinking in your mind that you're probably going to get somebody who's connected to sex.
You got to change your thought. Yeah.
Not all guys want to have sex with a girl. Some want to have a companion. Some want to have somebody who just watched their home.
Or even someone who doesn't like women, who is gay, might be,
Don't worry. Quit obsessing on the sex stuff. Not that you are, but
just telling you, that's been my past experience.
So Tanya, the other thing is you mentioned dog sitting or house sitting. There are places that are agencies for people that do house sitting. And I know of people who are professional house sitters, and they house sit these beautiful, beautiful homes. And that's how they live. I mean, they have clients that go abroad for months at a time, and that's how they get their housing. So there are ways. There are ways out of this for sure. But we've got to move on to our next caller. But you know, I can take a look for you if you want. I can, if you find our Facebook and send me an email, I will look for resources in your, if you give me your county, where you might be able to call and find out your rights. So at least you have a little bit more time before Sunday to get out, because I don't think they can do that to you legally, but you would have to find, okay, talk to somebody who knows. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, sure. But yes, she would need to email us on Facebook, so I can watch for that. You can email us on our Facebook page. All right, 551 is our next caller. She left and came back, actually. Hello, or he.
Hi, this is T. How are you?
Oh, hi, T. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good.
That's good. I was just calling about any messages for my love or career.
Love or career. And what's your birthday, Deanne? I don't have a memory. She's like a
12/9/88.
I knew there was a 9. I wrote down a 9. 1988. But that was my memory. 10/9/10/11/21. She's a 37/10. Yeah. 38/11/2. Well, yeah, your master number involves, and we just, a lot of people dropped. Your master number involves the second chakra, which is relationship theme. So tell us what's going on right now in terms of relationship. Are you single?
I'm currently single.
You're currently single. Are you dating anybody, though? Is there anybody in the picture?
I was. I just got out of something.
Okay. Why'd that break up?
Just wasn't seeing eye to eye.
Okay. Well, Neil, what do you think?
Relationship.
I mean, or career. What state are you in again?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
She's 31. Okay, so here's what I see, at least. There's going to be a relationship coming up, and the person has two dogs. Maybe one dog, but I think two dogs. And it seems like it's going to be romantic. And that's what I'm seeing right now. See, you kind of.
Do you know when that's coming?
Oh, maybe in a month.
Okay.
You came into the planet with a difficult relationship karma. But you have a coupling of energy in your year, which is a good sign. That's your good sign. But your master number, 38/11/2, is difficult. So you have difficulties, but you have at the end towards, you know, as you get older, you're 31 now, as you get older, you're going to find a stable companion. Not yet. Even this guy won't be stable. It will just be for a while.
This is not going to be her the last relationship. This is just going to be someone on the way to.
On the way. But you need to go through these people to get step by step through your karma to get to the person you really want. So you have to go through these
people. And that may be, I mean, she's only 31 and she has a high karmic number, 38.
Yeah.
So it could be several years before you meet the person that you're, you know, going to settle down with. You might meet the person before the age of 38.
Do you work in customer service or anything?
No.
What do you do?
I'm a therapist.
A therapist? What kind of therapist?
Well, I wrote down nursing, which is not a therapist, but we're in a field of medicine.
What kind of
medicine.
Therapist are you?
A child therapist.
So you're licensed?
Yes.
Well,
what's your license? Is it like MFCC or I don't know?
LSW.
What does that require? How much education does that require?
licensed social worker.
Oh, that's so. How much? That's like a 4 year.
4 years. Yeah,
so she's
4 or 5 years, but she's a social worker. So, okay, well, you know, you're asking about your love life, and what I can say is I see somebody with two dogs. You're wanting to know when, possibly in a month. I don't know how you're going to meet this. I don't know how you meet this person, because the vision is that you meet the person. So I don't, if there's a vision that you meet this person, who cares how you meet them? You know, it doesn't seem to be a requirement that we have to tell you to go somewhere. You just happen to mm-hmm. meet this person. So there's
and
that.
The,
so.
And question, the old person is going for the.
What, say that again. We're having a hard time hearing. There's like static.
The old person is what?
Is the old person is gone for good?
Do you,
well,
the
yeah,
previous
you,
person in the relationship that you have?
Unless you want to repeat karma and keep it, you know, go back and go through the whole drama again mm-hmm. and then break up again.
Why did you break up? Did you, was there,
it's just always pulling of the time, always trying to person, just, he's just all over the place.
It's not committed, and you want a more committed relationship.
He's committed. It's just he's all over the place.
Oh, she. Oh, I
no,
now
he.
I know.
He.
Oh, he. He. I thought she said she,
no.
And then I thought, oh.
Well, you know, I mean, you want
here.
Somebody grounded. It just because he may be committed, if he's not grounded, he's all over the place, and that's like trying to say I have a fish I like, and I'm holding on to it in my hands, and it's wiggling all over the place, but I like fish. You know, you want something stable. Maybe the two dog thing is going to be somebody, a man that has more stability. If this guy isn't stable and he's all over the place, why do you want, I mean, unless he's become stable and you've seen he's stable, then go
What's
back
his
into
birth
it.
Date, T?
But don't expect
What's
it.
What's his birth date, real quick?
5/14, I think he was born in 91. He's about to be 30 this year.
And
he's
going through
a big
change because he's
well, obviously, he's all over the place.
1990,
yeah, that's wrong. Because I was saying he can't be a 30. And so this is the thing too, T. You have a 2/9 in your month and day. He's a 29/11/2. So this is a
compounded.
Yeah, you're both the same master number. You're both compounded. He's 29/11/2. You're a 38/11/2. 29/11/2s typically have more problems in regarding sexuality and those types of issues than a 38/11/2. I mean, they both do, but 29/11/2s are typically worse. His master number, I mean, his karmic number is in your month and day, 2/9. So this is a karmic relationship. I mean, I think that you're going to meet somebody eventually that is going to be your soulmate, but it's not this guy.
Yeah, you're going to have nothing but turmoil with him. Do you want to go back with him? Go back with him. There's nothing stopping you from going back. Karma is not going to stop you from going back, but it's not going to make things any better.
It's not
going to
progress you. I mean, releasing the relationship is going to help you move closer to meeting the person you're going to eventually spend your life with.
Your orientation in life, T, is that you enter chaotic situations where there's instability. That's what you do professionally. Mm-hmm. And now you're doing it personally.
Exactly what I was.
You're entering problematic situations on a personal level. That's not going to work.
But the good thing about what she's doing on a professional level is that's helping you with your karma.
Yeah.
Because you're helping people in their chaos, children. What is it regarding, real quick, because we're getting to 907 and 626. Those are the callers that are currently waiting for a reading. So we're going to get to you. But I just want to quickly move into the career zone with her for a minute, because you're a therapist, or apparently with the LSW. So do you see who do you work for, and what is it in terms of the career that you want to change? Do you not like the
I'm not feeling this anymore. It's just it's kind of overwhelming.
Are you? Do you work for the state or the county, or do you work for a private agency?
I'm from a nonprofit.
So it's a nonprofit. And what do you want to do ultimately? I mean, do you want to stay in the same field, or is it just the place that you're?
I'm actually searching for something that I would like now, but I'm not liking how it's panning out.
I'm sorry, I can't understand what she's saying.
I'm not liking the field. I don't like it.
You don't like the field, so you want to get out of this type of work altogether?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Well.
Well, you know.
I don't know.
You're going to be making some changes. You got to think about it. You worked hard to get your degree.
Yeah.
You're trying to find something else to do. You've got a lot on your plate right now about changes. But I would think, you know, you might want to still take advantage of your degree and find a different outlet for it. That would be the best thing for you to do at this point. And where'd you graduate from?
Georgia State.
Okay. So you might want to think about what you could do. You can do a lot with that degree. You can do a lot of creative things with that degree because you are licensed. So you might want to think that through and quit looking at relationships that you have to fix. Let the relationship be
in terms of her personal life rather than
in your personal life, you're following through on getting into things that need to be fixed. You're looking for something new. You're on a journey of trying to find something new. That's what you got to look for. That's the kind of thought process you have to put out.
If you changed careers, would it be something that you would have to get a master's degree in, or you know, do another bachelor's?
I'm not sure right now, but I'm looking more towards maybe getting an MBA.
MBA, business degree.
Well, if you have the means to get your degree, then do so. That's all creative. That's all creative. You have, you know, you're an independent person, dude. If that's what you want to do, then go back and get your degree.
I don't know what you want to. What do you want to do with an MBA? I mean, you're talking about really two separate fields.
I would rather focus on money management and investing.
Well, you got a long road ahead of you. If you want to do that, you should start on it now because you've got at least 2 or 3 years ahead of you to even get to that place.
And if you want to go into that field now, I mean, get a job at a bank. There are banks that move people up that, you know, work as tellers, and they're out of that position in 5 months, and they're helping people with mortgages or, you know, managing their business accounts, things like that. So you might be able to do that even before, while you're getting your MBA, to get into that field. But I think there's nothing stopping her from doing that. But I think that what she's doing as a contribution to the world, helping kids, is more, you know, it's going to be better for her soul. But, you know, nothing wrong with helping people on another level either. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, T. Take care.
You too.
Okay. Bye bye. All right. 907.
Hi, my name is Julia. Thank you for having me, Neil and Kirsten.
Kirsten,
and I love the story on how the two of you came together, because that really stood out in my mind. And I said, well, gosh, my name probably is around there somewhere now for you guys meeting me.
I could look up a Nicole the Sleeper if Julia's in there. But it's Kirsten, by the way, not Kirsten, just to get that straight.
Oh, Kirsten. Yeah, I apologize.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
No, people call me all kinds of things.
I call her Christ Almighty.
Yeah, <that's it. laughs> Okay,
thank
but we
you.
Spoke on the phone the other day, Julia, so I remember you. You're in Alaska.
Yeah, I'm in Alaska, and so I'll try to sum it up in a nutshell because it's a very, very intricate situation. So we've had some very paranormal, and you guys will understand this. You know, we live in a spirit world. You know, obviously people understand that. We've had some very paranormal experiences, and what stood out to me when you were asking the previous callers their birthdays was every time I see 824, I think of Kobe Bryant. So through these paranormal experiences, just keep the 824 in mind and keep Kobe Bryant in mind. Well, okay. I'll just sum it up real quick. I lived in this cute little community that had like these nice little townhomes, and we lived there for almost about 3 years, and it was behind a company called Superfloors here in Alaska. Well, here we are moving and grooving, doing our own thing, you know, don't really know the people. There's only like 6 townhomes behind the business, real tucked away. And at the time, I ran a company called The Body Shop. Now, when I started there, they had probably about 10 to 12 people coming in a day, and maybe like 35 to 40 on a Saturday.
Are we talking about like a car place? Or are we talking about Body Shop, the company that does lotions and soap and things like that?
Yeah, lotions and stuff.
It's a big company, right?
Yeah.
The Body Shop.
Yeah, it's corporate.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's corporate.
Yeah,
But prior to that, you know, stability, you know, I'm a stable person. I worked for a company called Nordstrom for 20 years, started at the ground on the floor, went to the very top of the company in HR, and did that for a little over 20 years. And my college degree is in criminal law, though. So I have a really, a very
diverse
unique
background.
Mind. Yeah, very diverse background, but I'm super stable, but I'm very intricate minded. So anyhow, I'm a single mother and I have 2 kids. Well, lo and behold, you know, I've been a single mother for 19 years. My younger son is 19. And
okay.
I mean, I've met everyone from after I broke up with him 19 years ago, I met someone who is a very famous person and could have been with him years ago, but I put my little fellows in front of me and said, this is going to be a tougher journey, and I'm very tight-knit with my family. So I just, you know, stuck to being a single mom, spoke to that person on the phone for years, became super close with him. But my point is, I could have went and married a billionaire. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I stayed in Alaska because of my kids. So anyway, when I left Nordstrom, I wanted to become a store manager. So I thought, well, why not start with a little small store? So that would be good. So that's where we're at. I lived at the place. I was running a store, and there were probably about 10 to 12 on a day and maybe 25 to 40 on a Saturday, you know. Well,
customers coming
into
the store.
Customers coming into the store. Well, when I started running it, it went from some Saturdays, it wasn't uncommon for me to have 1,000 people in there.
Okay.
And remember, I always give grace to what needs to be said. It's me building, but the team, you know, because it's not just me doing it alone, but I happened to pick the right people over the few years, and we were able to be successful with that. Anyway,
okay.
Long story short.
Julia,
so
I'm going to pause you just for a sec because another caller came in. I want them to know 219, we're going to be getting to you as well as 626. Okay. So
yes.
Go ahead,
okay.
Julia.
Okay. And so anyway, long story short, I didn't know anyone in that little area. You know, we're coming and going, you know, and then I guess because of who I was, they wanted to kind of become closer to me, so to speak. So they kind of would get mad at me because I wouldn't like mingle with the neighbors. And so they put like a little massage parlor right next to my townhome. So I started getting like knocks at the door at like 10 o'clock at night, 9:30 at night. And the little circle that had 10 cars started to become like so crowded that us people who live there and paid a lot of money to live there, you know, a lot of money for a single mother, you know what I mean, in a nice community, we couldn't even find parking because this massage parlor with their people going in and out all hours of the day. And okay. Anyway, I started noticing this is really interesting. So then I heard the neighbors say, oh, she's spiritual. And then I was like, that's really weird, because now you're crossing the rights and the privacy of a U.S. citizen. And they started trying to hammer, like, to spiritually suppress me. They tried to hex me up is what you call it. That's what I learned the term is. So the police were like, you know, if they continue to do that, you know, just move, right? So I did, and I was mad because that place that I lived at was so close to where my parents live, and I could always go visit and say hello to them and help them shovel in the winter. You know what I mean? So anyway, long story short, I moved across town, which to a community that I knew nothing about, but just to get out of there, we moved. And I lived there for a year, you know, didn't miss any rent or anything like that. But now the people upstairs are starting to do the same thing. They're shouting through the walls, she's too gold. And I'm like, who does that, number one? And they're trying to, everywhere you go, they try to come with death threats. And they're like, okay, this is where she's at now. And then they send their little circle of killers to come around and try to bombard you. So not only did they put like chemical down, but they also had like those little marijuana little leaves or whatever, you know, with the stuff soaked on the leaves, and they drop the leaves all around the house because they're like, she's spiritual. They think I'm too like gifted, too energetic.
Okay, Julia, real quick, we got to get your birth date. And then the question, we want to make sure this other caller gets on, and we got to condense this, the time here. Okay. What's your birth date?
My birth date is 8/24/69. And I would like to know, my question is, what job do you see me? Because now it's like they're trying to like hold me down in my careers, you know.
Okay.
And what job do you see and when?
Well, I'm just,
it's tough. I know it's tough.
So
because
you're,
the paranormal experiences.
I'm confused how this, I'm just surprised this led to questions about where you're working.
It is very confusing. But the paranormal experiences have led to airplanes crashing like Kobe Bryant's and 89 car crashes. Just
well, 89
every time I leave the house.
89 is your first and last number. 89.
Oh, my gosh. And 89 stood out.
Yeah, I thought you were going to have an 11 in your birth date. You don't, but you are compounded, 39, 12, 3. So these convoluted experiences are not surprising given that fact. I guess my question, are you confused, Neil? About how
no.
this ties into I because I'm
well, she,
I'm trying to understand.
She has is environmental energies, karma, things that come at her.
But I'm where the
yes, and every day.
So she's saying, how do I internally get through that and find a stable life where I'm not bombarded by these?
I
things?
Guess why I'm confused is she's talking about where she lives, and now the job is coming in. So you
because,
live next door to the job.
Well, I moved since then, and now I'm safely, right now I'm in safely with my family because it became so bad. Like, I would leave, and, like yesterday, I was at the post office. So I'm at the post office. I look out the window, and this is what they do. They drive up next to my car. They open up their engine, and they manipulate something under the hood of their engine to kill me up, to exhaust me up, so that when I go back to my car.
Okay, Julia, you're going to always find these experiences probably because your mind and energies are geared towards it. What you're going to have to do is sort of ignore your environment. You have to just not pay attention to it. You're too sensitized to it. And then you have to go inside and decide what your personal journey is. You're getting too wrapped up in the things that are happening to you. And because you have a strong energy field within you, you're perpetuating the cycle. And that's always going to be, you'll spend the rest of your life being paranoid and involved in things and seeing people around you that are doing these things because of the energy you're putting out. Now, if you change that.
So just
that
block them.
Yeah, just block them.
Okay.
Don't pay attention to it anymore. I get, throughout my life, I've had weird things happen like that, people doing these things.
Yeah.
I went inside, put a block on it, ignored it when it came, and it eventually vanished. They get tired. It's like a cat. It gets tired if the mouse doesn't move.
But she's asking about it. I mean, this is great advice, but she's asking about, you want to know where you're going to get a job? Are you not working at the body shop anymore? So you want to know where
what's my next?
No, Julia, if you go inside and suggest and do these suggestions, the job's going to come. You won't need, it will just organically appear. It will be in the place of these other foreign elements coming in. The job will now come in. You won't need to look for it. It will just come in. But you need to spend.
What do you feel it will be?
I don't know. You have a degree in criminal law. You've been in the body shop. You've done these different.
I've been in Nordstrom for 20 years.
So what? So you're.
I did HR. I did HR also.
Yeah, private sector HR. I know you mentioned that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Don't worry about that right now. The job that will come to you organically, the job you'll want.
But you need to stabilize your energy first before it comes in. I mean, I would say once you feel more stable inside, I would expect that you might have to, put your resume out somewhere. Maybe someone will offer you a job.
Yeah, well, I have. I mean, been a while. I've put numerous out, and it's been a while. But my question is, they try to, now it's like interfering in the phone. So, like, even if I'm ignoring it.
Okay, ignore it.
But you're not stable, and the job isn't going to happen if you don't get stable.
You're going to keep coming up with these stories. And we're saying,
I see.
Who cares? I don't care if a flying saucer lands in your backyard and tells you you're a paranoid schizophrenic or you're a realist.
Right.
Who cares? Ignore it.
Yes.
You keep
ignore it, okay, because obviously that's not the truth.
exactly. Yeah. Just ignore these things. You know, if they're happening, like I'm saying, if they're happening, it doesn't matter. If you want our advice, you ignore them and you drain out the energy of those kinds of things happening.
I'm a lot like the two of you, and people don't like that. That if you're smart, they want to make things hard for you.
Yeah. Well, that happens. That happens. But it doesn't matter. You follow the path, the higher path you're on. The higher path you're on isn't to be bombarded by these foreign energies.
Right. And even if it is going on, you've got to find some center because.
Yes.
I agree with Neil that it's not going to start reducing until you've calmed yourself and found some inner peace.
Yeah, just got to go in there first. It's a little tricky, but,
Yeah.
That's the best advice.
Is there any other advice in regards to anything that stands out with you, Kristen or Neil, that will stand out like, you'll run into this person or, they'll call you on this day or...
Well,
no, you see, because you're looking at the environment again, I see you're having a conflict with going in and trusting that you're still looking for something from the outside to validate. That's not your journey right now.
Don't think about the job. Just keep putting the resumes and just focus on the inner and it's just going to show up is what you're saying.
That's what we're saying because if you're looking for a sign or something, all you're probably going to get is paranoia. You're going to get something going on. You're going to bring in somebody that will disturb you. And we're saying you've got to go into your inner eye, not your outer.
Okay.
Well, Julia, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
We wish you luck.
Yes. Thank you very much. I will definitely follow up and let you know what transpires after this.
Definitely do, and follow us on our sites. We appreciate the support on our Facebook page, and we wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay, 626 is our next. Thank you for being patient. You've been on the line for like 40 minutes.
Well, I admire your patience.
Ah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Who is this? Your voice is familiar. But maybe...
Yeah, my name is... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, no, no. I your voice sounds familiar, but maybe we haven't spoken. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I called about 10 months ago, 8 months ago. My name is Genevieve, and my birthday 1-17-43. Hi.
Judy, you said? Judy is your name?
No, Genevieve.
Genevieve. Sorry, there's interference. It sounds like you're in a car, and it said sounded like you said your birthday was 1-17-43. 43. Oh, you heard 43.
Oh, no.
I heard 43.
Yeah, 43.
I was gonna say, wow. You're our oldest caller ever.
But I am an oldie. I'm 7.
No, 7, 8, 9.
So I'm up there.
No. Well, 1923 would have made you 103. So, yeah, that would have been
hopefully
pretty
someday.
Yeah. If you yes.
Okay. Well, I am Kristen and Neil. Yeah, I sent a group of us. Sent a complaint 11 months ago to the exempt organization of Department of Real Estate, IRS, I mean, because some of our board members are benefiting themselves.
Yeah, I remember
thousands
you.
Of dollars.
Totally,
yeah.
I remember you.
Well, I think 11 months ago I sent it in, and so far nothing. We're just not getting any help from anybody. But next month, April the 8th, we have elections at the nonprofit. And we desperately want the honest person to win and put out the dishonest president. So my question is, on April the 8th, will Zita, Z-I-T-A, will she win presidency of our nonprofit?
Is she the good person?
Yes.
And just really quickly, what was the, they were hiding, they were doing something, concealing, I don't know.
The first rule of IRS for nonprofits is that they do not benefit themselves with the monies that are collected for their charitable purposes. And these past two presidents, treasurers, I've already calculated, it's easily going to be $18,000, $19,000 that they've spent on conventions, events, conferences, all the way out in Baltimore, Maryland, things that should not have taken place. And we've tried to fix it at our level. We really did, talking to them, and they just refused to acknowledge that they've done anything wrong. And they continue to spend money in Las Vegas for conventions. So that's why we sent the complaint to IRS. Now, I understand I got a letter from IRS, and they said we cannot tell you when, where, or who we talked to. But we guarantee you that we will look into it. Well, that was 11 months ago. So
yeah,
some elections.
Bureaucracy, the wheels take time.
Yes.
If they had intervened, would there be an ousting of the incumbent? And, you know, if they'd found that there was improper conduct, would that person have been immediately dismissed as the president? Or, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So the question is, if Vita is going to be elected president
on April the 8th next month.
On April the 8th. Well, Neil, what do you think?
Well, you know, have you called to see if the file is still active? There's any report on it? Have you addressed the IRS on that matter?
I did again. I sent in more, and I get the standard generic letter. We'll look into it. We cannot tell you when we talk, who we talk, when we call, but we will look into it. It's just a generic answer.
Yeah, when did you last look into it?
April, May, June, July. April, May, June, July. About last July.
July.
Well, I would put another request in. Just for the sake of procedure, okay? Do I think Zita?
Vita.
In my opinion, who?
Vita.
Vita. My opinion, Vita's going to win.
It's a 50.
Well, that's good news.
I mean, would you say?
Well, it's not quite good news because, in my opinion, psychically inclined, in my opinion, Vita's going to win. So it's a psychic opinion, but it's not a prediction. It is psychic opinion.
I was inclined to say the same thing, but I wanted to ask Neil first. However, on a physical level, in terms of the board members who are voting, can you estimate the number of board members that are unhappy with the current president? I mean, you know, narrowing this down in terms of a number of people that would be
okay. The entire membership is going to vote that day, and we have about 50 members.
How many are unhappy with the status right now? Can you guesstimate?
No, I cannot, because we've been guilty of not letting the membership know exactly what's been happening. We've been implying it. We tried to keep it quiet so we could fix it with the board members ourselves. Yeah. And now I know we were wrong. We were wrong.
Yeah.
We should have informed the membership a long time ago.
I would definitely say that this should have been out in the open and shouldn't have been concealed, because you really want change. I mean, you were relying on maybe intervention from a government agency to make a change, but you should have been upfront for sure. I don't know if at this late date it's possible or.
We're going to send out a letter to all the members detailing what has happened and apologizing for not having told them much sooner, because we really thought we could take care of it internally.
Yeah.
But it is going to go out in about a week and a half.
Okay. Well, that's you know, not too much time before the election. But yeah, I would suggest to get the letter out as soon as possible.
Okay.
But please, Genevieve, call before 10 months have passed. And we'd really like to know either the results of the election in April or if there's some kind of response once that letter is sent out, because we'll work on it for you.
Oh, terrific. I really appreciate that. We're very, very, very concerned. And thank you so much. I know you have another call waiting. And,
no, we don't.
I admire your patience.
No,
you don't. Oh,
okay. Thank you. But
that's all right. It'll give you some time to wind down.
Well, thank you
but
so
I
much
will
for
let
your
you know.
And do
I
please do.
You know.
If there's any sort of change, let us know between now and the election. Then, if there's not, just give us a call after that
will
happens.
Do.
Okay.
Thank you, my
you.
Dear. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Take care. Goodbye. Well, we're at the end of the road here today on the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour.
Never got around to our topic. But
no, we didn't. We didn't, but I guess we'll leave it a mystery because we'll get to it next time, or maybe we'll have a lot of callers. It's always nice to have a full show.
Yes, it is.
In that regard, with, you know, calls, people were able to help. Unfortunately, our 219 caller dropped, but that's okay. But we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. We hope you join us then. Bye-bye.